In my role as Vicar General, I get to dine a lot at the Bishop's house for a number of his different types of guests. Some are donors, some are people coming in from out of town, and I'm often called to go to these different functions. But I'm forever getting the occasion wrong, what clothes to wear. Like sometimes the bishop is casual and sometimes the bishop is formal. And so I'll arrive down and I'm in all my clerics with my suit on and the bishop standing there in his Hawaiian shirt. I'm thinking, seriously? And he goes, yeah, this one's the casual one. I went, oh, okay, and I'll go out and I take off my car, take off my jacket and look kind of, well, sort of messy more than anything else, right? You never want to outdress the bishop, trust me. It's not a good sign. But then the opposite happens. Often I'll go down casual. I'm wearing a casual shirt or T-shirt, and then he's in his suit, and he's going like, what are you doing? And I go, oh, again? So now I have one of each kind in the car, so I never get caught out. So I've got it down now. But one never wants to be inappropriately dressed, right? One wants to get it right. You go to a function where everybody is in suits or shirts, then you want to be that. You don't want to arrive in a shorts and T-shirt. That's, you just feel out of place. So often that's customary for all of us. In today's gospel, we hear about this man who is being kicked out because he's not wearing a wedding garment. And it somewhat outrages our sensibility. You go like, well, how do you expect him to have a wedding garment? You just took him in off the streets. What do you expect him to have a selection of homeless garments to have? Oh, there's a wedding one, I'll take this. So we have to understand how this gospel comes about. Remember, it's not about customary of what to wear at a party or not. This isn't about, the decor of parties of ancient times, right? Jesus tells us right from the beginning that he's talking about the kingdom of God, right? So this is just framing it right away. And the other part we have to understand, the garment, the other key to this, opening the secret behind this passage, is the garment is always considered to be the things we do. Right, so I know that may not sound, but it's clear when I share with you some other passages. So, like for example, in Paul's letter writing to the Colossians and the Philippians earlier, and also in the Ephesians, he'll talk about putting on the garments of kindness, of gentleness, all the virtues, and upon all of these, put on love. You've often heard that phrase, or you'll hear the other phrase, put on the garment of Christ, which is used over and over again in Scripture. So the garment was considered that what you wear is that your good works of faith. That's what garment, when you hear garment in the Scriptures, always think your good works, whatever your good works are doing. So now apply that to the Scripture. And today, he says, you're not putting on your wedding garment. In other words, you're not doing the good works. You come to the party, but you're not acting right. In other words, he's saying to all of us, we're all invited. We're the good and the bad alike. Just understand that. In case you thought we're the first guests, we're not the first guests. We're the second guests. We're the homeless ones. You guys look like that's news to you, but we're the ones who just got invited. And so what Jesus is saying to them and to us is it's not enough just to come to church. See, that just doesn't cut it. He's saying if you're going to come to church, you've got to act in every way like being a Christ follower. You got to put on the garment of Christ. And that's the very reason we come to church. It is to, in a sense, what we celebrate at the table is to receive the body and the blood of Christ once more, to clothe ourselves with the love of Christ once more. So for what? Not for ourselves alone, but for ourselves so that we go out there and to be that garment of Christ to others. So we must continue the good works, or at the very least, start the good works. So our role is to be the living Christ in the world today. So what does that look like for us? It means that we're the ones who are called to be the first ones to forgive. We're the ones who are to put on that cloak of kindness, that cloak of gentleness, that cloak of patience, that cloak of love. That is what we're called to do each and every time, because otherwise we become a scandal to what we celebrate here. Because if we don't do that outside, then people will say, well, what did you do there? Well, what was that about, going to church? So it's so important that we understand that we are these wedding guests, but that we come here to receive and, if you would, to throw off the garment that we have been wearing all week of the mistakes we made, and we shed it, and we take on the garment of Christ once more, the garment of gentleness, of love, of forgiveness. But we understand that that's a now thing. That's not a future thing. That's what we promise today. When we receive Christ today, we promise to be that Christ outside. So we have to kind of get our heads around that and make sure we understand that. And we have to make sure we live that. That's why we come. So we can gain strength from each other and directly from Christ to be that Christ to us, to put on the garment of love. At all times, to put on love. So today, we refresh ourselves here to be Christ to others for the rest of the week.